9 minutes to eight now, and time for business news with Emma McNamara.
Thanks, Anya. Hit by the horse meat scandal earlier this year, Greencore has results this morning showing its UK ready meals business, which makes up 15% of group revenue, is yet to recover fully from the horse meat contamination and is still under severe pressure. Greencore says it expects market conditions to remain tough this year, particularly in the core UK market, which shows little or no volume growth. For the first half of its financial year, Greencore has reported group revenue up almost 1% at £572.9 million. We're joined now by the company's chief executive, Patrick Coveney. Patrick, you had a bolognese sauce withdrawn from Asda during the horse meat crisis, and your statement this morning says sales are still being affected. How much will horse meat cost you in the end?
I think it'll end up cost us £5 or £6 million of revenue probably in the first half of the year. But I mean, I think the important thing is to see that in the context of the overall size and scale of our group. So, you know, it was a significant problem for us, but in a part of our group that represents about 10% of our revenue. While we have had to absorb that and work it through, the overall performance in our of our group in the period has been pretty good, actually. I mean, we had earnings per share up 11% in the period. We progressed margins forward. We had revenues a little lower, in part because of horse meat, than we've had in prior periods. But the rest of the economic model for the business is working very, very well, and that's why we've been able to deliver double-digit earnings per share growth in the period.
And just staying with the food chain and horse meat for a moment, are you confident that something like this can't happen again in general, not just in Greencore terms?
I'm very confident that it's, there's absolutely no contamination within our supply chain. I mean, I think anyone in the food industry who tells you that you can't ever have a food scare or a food scandal in it, hasn't been in it for very long. So there is always a modest level of risk, but I think we would be very comfortable and are able to reassure our customers and our consumers that our supply chain was, in the end, was proven to contain no horse meat whatsoever.
Now, it's not a massive part of your business right now, but what kind of growth are you seeing in the US, and what are your expectations for Greencore in that market?
Well, we've had our revenues in the States in the period are up 120%. It now represents, on a kind of, as we look forward, about 15% of our group. So it's a big, big positive change. We're very excited about the prospects there. So, obviously we made, we trebled the number of manufacturing facilities that we have in America last year. Since we closed out this financial period, in other words, in April, we've successfully rolled out supply to Starbucks in three new regions, so in the Mid-Atlantic region in Florida and out of Chicago. So that's going to provide a very, very important component of the growth and performance and indeed the strategy that we have for America going forward.
This must have been something that you spoke and thought about as head of the Dublin Chamber of Commerce last year. You'll have heard what the US Senate Permanent Subcommittee of Investigations is saying about Apple. It's been accused of avoiding billions in taxes around the world by exploiting loopholes and using Irish subsidiaries. What do you think will come of that? And does attention like this from the US and from the House of Commons committees focusing on Google and such companies put future multinational investments here at risk, do you think?
Yeah, I think global tax law is going to become an area of greater focus. I mean, one of the things that I find a little bit ironic here, actually, is it is, of course, the politicians in all of these countries who have put in place these tax treaties and put in place the legislated for, the tax structures that exist around the world. And I find it, frankly, a little bit frustrating that it's them who are then piling in and criticizing, international trade of businesses who are merely availing of the tax environment that they've put in place. So my sense is that, the sentiment coming out of the GA countries is to tighten up tax law somewhat. But I think they have to do that and then implement it rather than expect that companies all over the world are suddenly going to not avail of the tax environment that's been put in place by the legislators across the developed world.
And who do you think winds up with the bad name? Is it the company, in this case Apple, or the country, in this case Ireland?
I think at the moment, The focus, certainly, and the media scrutiny I see a lot in the UK right now and increasingly in the States, as you refer to, is the area of focus seems to be more the multinational company rather than the jurisdictions. But I suspect that'll bounce around a bit depending on the audience and depending on the issues of the day.
Okay, Patrick Coveney, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Briefly, Glanbia's Group Managing Director, John Maloney, is standing down from his role at the head of the Global Dairy Ingredients Group a year early at the end of this year. In a statement this morning, Glanbia says Mr. Maloney will be replaced by the current Finance Director, Siobhan Talbot. Results this morning also from Vodafone. It says its average revenue per user was static at €31.40 in the 3 months to the end of March. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.28.9 and 84 pence sterling.